Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sky Beauty's Lash Therapist podcast. I can't believe that I'm doing this. Happy New Year, also, by the way, guys. Happy New Year. I hope you've all had a great start to the year. I honestly can't believe that I am doing this. I can't believe I'm finally doing this. I've had this idea for so long. This wasn't my original idea, actually. Funnily enough, one of my clients, shout out to Dilem, gave me this idea on an appointment, whatever, same thing. She was like, Jacina, all the stuff you're constantly telling me, all the stories I hear from her. she was like, you need to start a podcast. You need to start documenting all of this because it's so entertaining. And I was like, Dilem, you absolute bloody genius. I should start doing that. That is such a good idea. So here I am. This podcast is made for clients. It's made for other lash techs. It's made for just the beauty industry. It's made for everyone, really. I don't want to make it about, you know, just learning about how to be a lash tech or educating people, because there's loads of other podcasts where you can go and listen to how to become a millionaire as a lash tech and how to do this and how to do that. But there's no entertainment side to it at all. And I can guarantee you, as a full-time lash tech, it is bloody entertaining listening to your stories, especially my clients. Anyway, the shit I hear from them honestly makes me think I'm a therapist. Like, they do call me the lash therapist, and that's obviously for a reason. So like I said, I do want to make this entertaining. So I'm going to be sharing stories with you from my clients, things that I have heard, stories that I've heard, dilemmas, situations that literally have caught me off guard. And I basically just want to entertain you guys. So whether you are currently lashing your clients in your studio, or you're driving in the car, or you're just chilling listening to podcasts, go and get yourself a snack, go and get yourself a drink. If you're working right now, don't get a snack or a drink, but enjoy your job, make your money, make your shmoney, girl. Get comfortable, because I'm going to be taking you guys on a ride. So today's episode, I wanted to dedicate it to horrible clients, or not just horrible clients, but clients that cause issues, that cause problems, and that have pissed me off, basically. Starting with one particular story that happened quite recently, actually. This one actually got my blood boiling, and I don't know why it affected me so much. It didn't really affect me in a way. It was more so I just couldn't believe the cheek of it. and this personally happened to me. So back in back in February, I was looking for lash lift models, and I put on my Instagram story saying, hey, if anyone wants some free lash lift, let me know, message me, and we'll get you booked in for a lash lift. So I had this client that specifically messaged me. She had come before for teeth whitening. She came back, I don't know, a few months before that, maybe in January, I'm guessing, February, I don't even know, doesn't matter. But anyway, so she messaged me saying, hey, I've got a friend who would like to do this treatment. So I was like, okay, send me a picture of her natural lashes. Anyway, she ended up saying, you could do mine as well. And at the time, I remember she had really long natural lashes. So I thought, okay, yeah, your lashes are perfect to be a model. So let's do it. Let's book you in. Booked her in, and obviously I said, to be a model, the main requirements are you have to be happy with me taking pictures and post them on my story. And yeah, like, that's part of being a model. It's obviously a free treatment, but for that free treatment, I need to get something out of it. And that was getting content creation. And another requirement was no makeup. So obviously, because I'm doing the lash lift, whenever someone wears makeup, it can affect the lashes from lifting. It gets all messy, it's a bit dirty, and I end up making patches everywhere all over your face because I'm touching your face, and it's just a bit unhygienic to be getting makeup all over my hands. So I ask for no makeup when someone comes in for treatments. She automatically was kind of like, no makeup, really? That kind of like vibe. And she basically didn't want to come without makeup, but I was like, you know, I'm standing firm, it needs to be a fresh face, it needs to be clean for the treatment. So she was like, okay, cool. I also said to her, you know, we're going to be taking photos. If you already feel uncomfortable with no makeup on, are you sure you're the right fit to be a model for this? Now, the last time she came to her teeth whitening appointment, she came about 45 minutes earlier than her actual appointment. And she, because I work from home, she was knocking on the door, and obviously I had a client I had just started, or maybe she actually came even earlier before that, because I remember I had just started with a client and it takes me about an hour and a half. So it must have been at least an hour earlier. Bearing in mind, she doesn't live that far either. I think she lives about 15, 20 minutes away from where I work. So it was a little bit like, okay, why are you here an hour early? It only takes you 15, 20 minutes. But either way, I was like to her, okay, I can't get you in now. So you're going to have to wait because I've just started on this client. So it's going to take me at least an hour. And she kind of was like, okay, where do I go? And I was like, I don't know where to go. I don't know, go to the shops, go get a coffee, go get some food. And she was kind of like, well, I'm not hungry. I ate when I was at home and I had a drink at home as well. And I was like, well, I don't know what to recommend. You can sit in the park on a bench. Like, honestly, I don't know. I've got to go back to work though, if you want me to be on time for your appointment. So anyway, left it at that. And then again, on the lash lift appointment day, she was messaging me an hour before saying, hey, it's really windy and rainy, so I'm going to start making my way now. And I was like, no, like, it's still a bit too early. Don't make your way because I don't want you to get here. And then you're like standing in the rain. Obviously, where am I going to ask you to go? And I've got someone in before you. So anyway, she came to the appointment, whatever, done the appointment. And yeah, she was kind of like uncomfortable with the photos that I was taking, was kind of like, can I wear a mask? Can you do, you know, close up only? And I was like, look, the terms were of the mod, like for you to be a model was for you to be comfortable with me just taking photos, taking content, taking videos. I actually didn't even want mask photos, but because she was so insecure about her face without makeup, I was like, okay, wear a mask. And then on top of that, she was like, can you edit my skin, make it softer, get rid of the spots, this, that. And I was kind of like, okay, fine, I can smoothen your skin out. But then again, I was like, again, I'm giving someone a free treatment. I shouldn't have to be accommodating by editing their photo, letting them wear a mask. Like, if you're not comfortable with taking photos and videos, don't be a model. It's as simple as that. Anyway, I went with it. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. She's obviously insecure. Let me just do these little things that don't take too much effort. And then she messages me a few months later asking to be a model. She was like, hold on, let me read the message. Hey hon, hope you're well. Are you looking for any brow lamination models to model their brows? I could do with a brow lamination. I was like, how cheeky, number one. I'm not just offering free treatments just because you fancy a free treatment. I just found it so funny and so cheeky that she messaged that. But obviously I said to her no. And then, so this was, imagine the lash lift treatment we done was in February. She messaged me in November, so around 9 to 10 months later, because I think it was the beginning of February, I can't remember now, but about 9 to 10 months later, she's messaged me saying, hey, I got a lash lift done by you. Is it okay if you can take my picture off your page? And at this point, I was a little bit confused because I was like, who is this person? When did I do their lash lift? So I messaged her saying, hey, which picture is you? Then she sent me the post and she says, this one. And I was like, you were a model. So the reason I done it for free was for promotion and for promoting it on my page. Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked for you to be a model if you were uncomfortable. And she was like, yep, it's been a while. I'm sure you get customers anyways. Did you have an increase in lash lift clients? I just don't feel comfortable with it being on your page, lol. And you can't really see my lashes anyway. Now, guys, this is when I was like, who the hell are you talking to? Because you're not talking to me with that attitude. Firstly, how dare you say, I'm sure you got customers anyway. It's none of your business if I got customers. Did you have an increase in lash lift clients? None of your business. Why are you asking me? I didn't offer you to be a model with the intentions of answering all of your questions. And then she was like, I don't feel comfortable with it being on your page. And I was so like flabbergasted. I was like, what do I even respond to that? So I was like, not necessarily, but regardless, that wasn't the agreement. These are things that you should take into consideration before agreeing to do something that's free of charge. And then you know what she goes on to say? She was like, yeah, I understand, but it's been done, lol, ? I did pay for my teeth whitening, smiley face. And I was like, what the hell has the teeth whitening got to do with the lash lift appointment? I don't care if you paid me for your teeth whitening. You had to pay me for your teeth whitening. You booked that in yourself. Like, I don't know why she brought that up. That was, again, a little bit, well, not a little bit, that was very cheeky. And then I said, if that's something you're not comfortable with, whether it being a year or a month, it's something you should think about. Your teeth whitening has nothing to do with the lash lift. If you pay for your lash lift, then you could do whatever you want with the photos. She was like, fine. And then she went quiet for a little while. About half an hour later, if I'm saying I don't feel comfortable with my photo being public, yeah, capital letters, you should remove it, idiot. don't give a shit about people, do you? Just your small business. Guys, when I called my partner and I was like, babe, this girl is pissing me off. And I don't get to a point where clients really like piss me off often. I don't really ever have clients talk to me like that, ever. But I was really angry because I was like, firstly, how dare you speak to me like that? Secondly, you got a free treatment and now you're trying to be a cheapskate, get a free treatment and just be like, remove the photos. And thirdly, you're trying to mock my business, call it a small business, tell me like, did you even make any money from it? Is it getting you any clients? You know, like just mocking me in general. So I was so angry. I literally went on my story and I was like, speaking about it, trying to get people's opinions, because I was like, am I overreacting? Should I just delete her photo? Because obviously, you know, it is her face. Does she, like, she wants me to remove it, then obviously I should remove it. And then I went and spoke to a couple of my friends, and like one of my friends was like, you should pin it on the story so that everyone can see it. Sorry, pin it on my page, not my story. And I was like, you know what? That would be funny, but I'm not a horrible person. I'm not going to do that. And then my other friend was like, do you know what? She obviously has some reason why she feels like 9 months later she's insecure about her face being there. Bear in mind, like, I post every single day, so imagine in 9 to 10 months I've accumulated a lot of posts. Her face was somewhere so far down my page I forgot about it. I did, it wasn't important, so I didn't even think of it. And I was like, my friend was like to me, maybe she's really insecure, the fact that she has to scroll all the way down to her photo and she's obviously been thinking about it 9 months later. Maybe she's obviously that insecure that, you know, that's why she's messaged you that. And I was like, okay, do you know what? Like, absolutely, I understand. Like, number one, I can understand insecurity and not wanting to have your face somewhere because of the way you look or the way you think people are gonna think of you. But there's a way you go about things. Like, there's a way to say to someone, hey, you know, I know that this treatment was done. I know that I was a model and I completely understand and accept the consequences. However, I'm going through something. I really don't want my face on your page. It's been bothering me for months, but I felt bad, et cetera, et cetera. If she came to me from a completely different angle, I would have just been like, yeah, like I'll remove it, of course. I hope you're okay. But the way she spoke to me, I was literally like absolutely shocked. Like, I was shocked that someone would speak to someone with so much disrespect. And bearing in mind, this was, so back when she came to me, I was actually planning to go into a salon, like open up my own salon. Things didn't go through, whatever it is, what it is. But she knew about it because when she came, I had loads of boxes of things in my lash room, and she obviously was told that I'm going to be moving, this isn't going to be my location for much longer, so if you did want to come back, just bear in mind this will be our new location, etc, etc. And she messaged me like a few months after her teeth whitening appointment saying, hey, if you need, you know, a receptionist to work for your salon, then let me know. And like, she messaged me that on my private number. So obviously you feel comfortable enough to come for me for appointments, you feel comfortable enough to message me to ask to work for me, you feel comfortable enough to, you know, request a free treatment, a brow lamination, but then you feel comfortable enough to speak to me with that much disrespect. Like, that shouldn't even be the case. If you, like, I don't even know how to explain it. I genuinely felt so crazy. Like, I felt so mad. I felt so, so mad, and I felt so disrespected. And even now when I think about it, it kind of makes me angry. But at the same time, I got to remember that there are people like this out there, and it's my job to learn how to be professional about it. I never block anyone. I'm never rude back. I try to always stay professional, and that is what I did with her. I kept it very professional. I didn't respond to her calling me an idiot. I didn't respond to her mocking my small business. I answered her questions in the most blunt way possible because she doesn't need to know how many clients I made from her picture. But yeah, I couldn't believe it. And I would love to hear if anyone else has had a story like this as well. So if you have, please let me know, because I need to know that I'm not the only one. And also let me know your opinions. Am I right or am I wrong? Should I have asked her for her to pay for the treatment to remove it? Should I have stood firm? By the way, guys, I did remove the photo because I didn't want her face on my page, knowing that she's obviously that insecure. And just knowing that she's that rude, I wouldn't want people to think, like, if she's been this rude to me, she could be this rude to anyone else. And I wouldn't want anyone else seeing her on my page thinking, you know, I accept this kind of behavior if she's acted like this anywhere else, if that makes sense. So yeah, I removed the photo anyway. But yeah, I just want to know if I'm in the wrong. Am I in the wrong? Or would you do the same thing if you were, you know, a lash tech? If you are a lash tech, if you are a client, would you act this way? Lash techs, would you accept this? And what would you say? What would you have said to this client? Another crazy story. Well, it's not crazy. I guess this is like part of progress, part of learning to be a lash tech. But this was right at the beginning of my lash journey. I had a client. She was booked in for, I think it was Russians or volume Russians. It was basically a very full set. And I said it was going to take about 2, maybe 3 hours for me at the time, because obviously I was brand new, it was taking me a while. And I usually always said to people a little bit longer than I expected, just because, you know, you don't know everyone's lashes, you don't know everyone's situation. But anyway, so she was like, yeah, okay, cool. So she booked in at, I think around, it was after I finished work, so it must have been around 6:30/7. And in her head, for some reason, she thought it was definitely going to be 2 hours, because she had had lashes before and it's always been about 2 hours for her. And I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, but I'm a new lash tech, so just bear that in mind. It's probably going to take a bit longer. So she came to me. We're doing the lashes. Obviously, it's now around 9. Then it's gone like 10. So it's been around, I want to say like 3 hours. So yeah, like 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. It was about 9:30. And she has a child. So she was like, do you know what? It's getting quite late and I need to go pick up my child because they have school tomorrow. And we weren't done with the lashes. Now, bearing in mind, her lashes were very difficult to work with for me at the time. And I had already told her it might take around 3 hours for me. I always say 2 to 3 hours, but I knew it was going to take a bit longer. And I did say to her at the beginning of the appointment, it's actually going to take me longer because you have so many lashes and your lashes are very curly. Lash techs, if you know, curly lashes are always a lot harder to work on. So yeah, I was trying my best, but obviously it was taking me longer than I anticipated. It was actually taking me way longer than I anticipated. She also spoke throughout the whole of the appointment and she kept opening her eyes to check her phone. Now, opening your eyes to check your phone is not acceptable, guys. If you're a client, don't do it, because it winds me up. Why are you opening your eyes to check your phone? Like, if you need to know the time, ask me for the time. But she kept opening her eyes and like I would be doing her lashes and her eyes were like a little bit open and I was like, close your eyes. And yeah, she kept blinking, opening them. I had to keep moving the pads around, moving the tape. Things were getting stuck together. Then her eyes started watering. It was just getting really, really messy. And as she was talking as well, her eyes were opening. Again, talking now, I'm okay with talking with my clients. I'm quite used to the eyes movement, like while someone's talking. But back in the day, again, it was very new to me. I wasn't used to eyes moving, you know, while someone was talking. So I kept asking her like politely, I need us to be quiet right now because I'm struggling. It's taking me longer than I needed it to take. And now, but yeah, anyway, long story short, she was like, I need to leave. Can I please come tomorrow so we can finish the lashes? I'm going to come earlier so we can get it done in time before I need to go and get my child. So I was like, okay, cool, let's do it. We were booked in again for the same time tomorrow. However, because we had done most of the lashes, she was like, it wouldn't take too long just because we had already done such a high percentage of the lashes. So I was like, probably going to take another hour maybe. So yeah, she came in. Guys, this is where things, you know, went wrong. Sorry, just quickly, I remembered it didn't take us 3 hours because I remember she came in late on the first day. I just remembered she came in late. So we were booked in for 6:30. She came an hour. So she was running late. She said, can I come in for 7:30? I said to her, okay, cool. You know, I didn't even have a late fee or anything like that at the time. So 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Yeah. So it was coming up to, so we were doing 2 hours. It was taking longer than what she anticipated, but she needed to leave. So she was like, you know, yeah, I've got my child, I need to go home, blah, 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 whatever. So yeah, 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. So then the following day, I was like, it shouldn't take me more than 3 hours. So I'm hoping just another hour to, you know, fill in what I haven't done. So she came in and yeah, so this is where things went, you know, pear-shaped. The girl decided to wear mascara on her extensions. Don't ask me why, because I don't know. Her lashes were full. There was obviously a few gaps. The way that I used to do it when I first started, because this is what I was trained to do, was to do middle working out. Middle. So you start in the middle and then you work towards the inners, then you work towards the outers. And another, so I'd done a few different trainings. Another training was doing one eye at a time. And then someone else worked from the inner corners to out. So that's what I do now. Inner corner, out, but I do one. So I do both eyes at the same time. I don't do one at a time. But I think at the time I was doing for her one eye at a time. It was from middle to out. So yeah, I was doing middle to out for her. And she was like, oh, I had to put mascara on because they're so gappy. And this is where my heart literally sunk, because firstly, she never told me. She never once mentioned, hey, is it okay if I wear mascara because there's gaps? So I was like, what? Like, now we need to remove everything. Like, imagine being a first time lash tech. You've just spent 2 hours doing these lashes thinking it's only going to take me an hour to do the what's left. And now this girl's come in with mascara on, and now it's gonna take me even longer because I need to do a removal as well. So obviously I was like to her, because you've worn mascara and mascara contains oils, we need to remove your lashes. So she was like, no way. So how long is this gonna take me now? And I was like, well, probably about the same amount of time, because, you know, that's how long it took me yesterday. So she was like, okay, let me contact my child's father, see if we can arrange, you know, for her to get looked after. So I was like, okay, let me know. So she was like, okay, cool. Let's do it. I need lashes this weekend. It's my birthday. So can we please get the removal and everything done? My partner is going to be able to watch her until around, well, not my partner. I think it was her daughter's dad, but they went together or something like that. So she was like, I think he's going to stay with her till 10 and then he has to go. So even if my lashes aren't done, can we just do it up until 10? And then if we need to, I'll come back tomorrow. So I was like, oh, fuck's sake. Like, that would be 3 days of working on this one person. So I was like, okay, cool. Let's just go for it. Let's do it. So we're doing the lashes, taking everything off, doing it again. Again, we're running out of time because now I've needed to do a removal and start fresh again. Her lashes were difficult. So we came up to obviously the 10 o'clock and she was like, okay, tomorrow, is it possible for you to come to me? So I was like, oh, you know what? Okay, fine. I'm going to come at this time. I'm going to finish these lashes tomorrow because I'm sick and tired of doing these lashes for 3 days straight. I'm going to come tomorrow and I'm going to do it. So I went to her house. This was like the Friday before the weekend. It was my day off at work. Went to hers, finished her lashes. And so at the time, I think I was charging like £40 for volume Russians or something like that. £45 maybe. This girl paid £45. Now, I know that that is the price, that's the price of volume Russians that I was charging, but there was no, she didn't pay the removal. She didn't pay the fresh new set. And when I asked her, I was like, you know, it's going to cost a bit more because obviously I've now had to do a removal. I've had to do a fresh set on you. I've also had to travel to you to come and do the lashes. I've had to pay for parking, petrol, you know, all these extra things. She was like, oh no, I'm not gonna pay anything extra. It's your fault that you didn't do my lashes on the first day. And now I'm here in her house and I wasn't willing to argue. I was a brand new lash tech. I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want her to make a bad review or like say anything horrible about me to other people so that no one wants to come to me. So I was kind of like, I was trying to get on the same level with her. And I was trying to say like, you know, please understand from my point of view, I've spent 3 days on your lashes, 3 days of like 3 hours, you know, well, three, six plus like an hour at her. So like 7 hours on lashes. I wasn't going to do 7 hours for £45. And I did initially let you know that I'm a brand new lash tech. That is going to take me about 2 to 3 hours. It would have taken me 3 hours on the day if you didn't have to rush out for your daughter and if you weren't late. And she was kind of like, I don't care. I'm not paying you more than that. Like, you don't deserve more than that. And then she kind of went on to say, you know, they're not even that nice anyway. And I was like, hold on, let's not get into being horrible and nasty now, because you weren't saying that when you were looking in the mirror 5 minutes ago. But anyway, that situation really taught me a lesson more than anything. I was upset. I was a bit pissed off. But again, I needed to remember, you know, I'm brand new lash tech. These things happen. I've now learned, and I'm going to make policies and rules to, you know, sort out situations like this. So the situations like this don't happen in the future. But yeah, like this, I guess it's not really, I mean, she's a horrible client. She did try and book in again for an info, and I was like, hell no, you are not coming back to me with, you thought these lashes were horrible, go somewhere else. But yeah, it definitely did teach me a thing or two, and it did piss me off at the time, but it's fine. I'm over it now. It's quite funny now. I can't believe I spent 7 hours on one person. I would never do that again. That's like longer than doing hair for some people. But yeah, crazy story. So I did also want to speak about other people's situations. I've made a group chat for lash techs. It's called the Lash Chat, and it's just lash techs from all over the place. We've all just come together and we just chat shit about situations, get advice, get opinions. We send each other our work, get a bit of, you know, we hype each other up. It's actually such a lovely chat. I love the girls on there. They're so nice. And I've come on here and I was just like, guys, tell me your craziest horrible client stories. What have you guys had? Like, what's happened? So one of the lash techs said, let me read it out to you. She's like, mate, I remember a client that didn't want to pay £10 for her removal because she was going to be late for her hair appointment. Arguing with me at my house, I told her to get out and never come back, and I charged her card. And then she was like, basically, she booked a full set and told me half an hour before her appointment that she needed a removal. So her appointment came. The actual lash tech was running a little bit late because she had a client with full lashes, which she did apologize for. And then when she was done with her appointment, she didn't want to pay because she was going to be late for her appointment, which the girl would have charged her. Hold on, let me read that again. Oh, right, I read that wrong. So yeah, so she basically, she was doing an appointment with someone. She was running a little bit late. She told her client that she's running a little bit late into her appointment. Her client was like, okay, cool. But then obviously, again, that client asked for a removal only 30 minutes before her actual appointment. So she ended up doing the removal, doing the fresh set of lashes. And then when they were done with her appointment, she didn't want to pay because she was going to be late for her hair appointment, which the girl would have charged her if she was late for her hair appointment. Hold on, I'm a bit confused. So she already had the lash removal. She's had the appointment for her lashes. And now the extra £10 that she has to pay is what's going to make her late. But all you got to do is go on your bank and transfer £10. I'm a bit confused. Why would she not want to just do that? Why are people so weird? Like, honestly, what's your thoughts, guys? What do you think? Is this acceptable? Is she in the wrong? Who's in the wrong? Should she have paid, or should she have left because of the lash tech is taking, you know, a little bit long? But then I guess if the client says, oh no, it's fine, don't worry about it, then it should be fine. No, oh my gosh, I just read another. This one is actually, it's mad that people are like this. Right, listen to this, guys. So the only bad experience I've had with a client is that a client lied and told me that she had been in hospital all night because an eyelash had fallen behind her eye. So she demanded a full refund because she could no longer go on holiday with her boyfriend and she can't see out of her right eye. I then asked her to come and get them removed and I'll give her a full refund. She refused because she was busy and didn't want to come to get them removed. And then I saw her on her trip with her boyfriend the next day on her Instagram story with her lashes and eye looking perfect. She even tried to lie to me and say I used a C curl on her instead of a D when I clearly can tell the difference between the curls and I wouldn't do that. That is so funny. Why are people out here being tramps? I'm sorry, if you're that client, that is trampy. That is ridiculous. Why would, do you know what? I need to tattoo this on my forehead so people understand. Lashes are not a necessity. They are a luxury. They are luxury. If you can't afford it, don't book it. It's as simple as that. If you can't afford to do lashes and you're going to try and mock your lash tech and try and get the money back, don't do it. Stop being a tramp. Don't do your lashes. Go and stick some cheap strips on. That is crazy. I can't believe that someone done that. Oh, I've just, another message has come through, and this one, oh, this is horrible. So I've just had such a bad experience the other day. I had a client who came, actually she was more of a model. As you girls know, I'm just starting up, so I had her come in for my portfolio. She came, I asked what lashes she wants, and she goes cat eye, big lengths. I did exactly what she wanted and she was over the moon. A few days went by, she's been looking at my work and decided to message me saying, and this is where it's actually nasty. This isn't even funny. This is nasty. I hate you. You're the worst lash tech. Why don't my lashes look like the other girls on your page? She was bombarding me with hate voice notes, and I said to her, I gave you exactly what you asked for. She said, I should never go into lashing, etc. Until this day, every day she sends me hate messages from unknown numbers. Just because she wanted a different set of lashes she fell in love with on my page, bearing in mind she didn't pay a penny. I had to just take a second there because that is so uncalled for. Like, I'm thinking about the lash tech, she's so lovely. She's so lovely. And we've been looking at her work every day. She does like a new client. I think she's like four clients in. She always sends her work into the group chat saying, hey guys, how can I do better? What do you think? You know, she's so lovely. And this client, I've literally just asked her for this client's name because there's no way someone is out here bullying someone for a free treatment that they just got. I'm literally going to find this person's Instagram and I'm going to message them because this is so unacceptable. I hate bullies. I hate bullies. I think, especially when you've got a free treatment, someone's practicing, you know that they're brand new. You can see from their page that they're still learning. The fact that you're on here saying, I hate you, I hate your lashes, you're the worst lash tech, you shouldn't go into lashing, and then you're bombarding her with voice notes and you're texting her from different, you must be one saddo, you must be one absolute saddo to be out here messaging her from different numbers telling her how much you hate her lashes. Go and get them removed then. Go and get them removed. What is stopping you from going and getting them removed? Go and pay for your lashes. Go and pay to get a good set of lashes then. You know, one thing I cannot comprehend, if you are the type of person who wants quality and you don't mind paying for quality and you want your lashes to be perfect, why are you putting yourself out there to be a model? Why are you putting yourself out to be a model? You're doing it because you're cheap, because you have no money. Because I don't know why else someone would go and be a model and then hate on that work unless you didn't have money. You know, I have loads of clients who love being models, and it's not because they're cheap or broke or don't want to pay for it. They want to simply help. And people who help and are models, I'm not even joking, 99% of the time, they are more, you know, they show more love to me than actual clients. They're like, thank you so much, you're doing amazing, you know. And I always message them saying, you know, how was this? Is there anything I can improve on? How could I get better? And most of the time they are always, I've never actually had a model be rude to me, I'm not gonna lie, I've never had that. And that would not sit well with me if I had a client say that to me. I can't believe that someone acts like this. She just said, I blocked and deleted the contact now. She was scaring me, but she calls on unknown numbers. What's her Instagram? Because this is mad. We also made this group chat purely because if there's clients out there that are very rude, very dangerous, you know, people that I would never book in, I always put their ats on this page. And we all know, especially the clients that are local to me, all know to avoid this person, just to avoid, you know, getting into certain situations. So basically, if you're in our area and you want to act like an absolute psycho, I suggest you don't do it, because not only will I be blocking you, but all these other lash techs that are local will be blocking you. We'll all be knowing about you. You'll be on our little wanted poster on our page. You'll be on our wanted poster to not book you in. But also, guys, if you want to be in this group chat. If you're a Lash Check and you want to be in this WhatsApp group chat, if you go onto my Instagram page on my link tree, which is my bio and my description, you can add yourself in to the group chat. So yeah, add, join, girls, join. You don't have to be from the area. We've got girls from Nottingham, from up north, from everywhere, from deep Essex. So join. It's a really lovely little group chat. I think I'm gonna end this podcast here because I'm a bit shocked from that last one, but I guess things do happen. We need to remember that, you know, this is a business. You're going to have all types of clients. You're going to have nasty ones. You're going to have horrible ones. You're going to have funny ones. You're going to have really amazing ones, you know, but there's never going to be a business or any sort of situation that you're in. You're never going to be in a situation where you're, you know, where you don't have hate. There is always going to be hate. But one thing I always say is if there is hate, then you are doing something right. So don't put yourself down. Take every day as it comes. Handle your situation as, you know, professionally as you can. That is the most important thing. Don't ever stoop down to people's levels, no matter how much they piss you off and how angry you get. If you feel like you can't control it and you're about to switch on them, just block them. It's not worth ruining your the way you look, the way you are, the person that you are, because of someone who's, you know, a sad, sad person. And another thing to clients out there, be kind. I know we all say it. I know it's all over Instagram. It's in people's bios and descriptions. But honestly, be kind. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot to say to someone, you know, you're doing good. You're doing great. Keep going. You know, it doesn't take a lot to give someone, you know, positive criticism. It doesn't take a lot. But being nasty not only takes your time, but it also ruins someone's mood and makes them sad. And it's just, it's not worth it, guys. It really isn't worth it. It's not going to get you anywhere. It's not going to give you anything. So just be kind. But yeah, like I said, I hope you guys enjoyed this. And I actually can't wait to film the next one, record the next one. And yeah, I hope you guys tune in again and listen again. And I'm sending you guys all my love. And yeah, till next time, babies.